And this is Conspiracies Unlocked. And we are finally doing it, Heather. We had a big day.
Yes, it's so late. It is so late while we're recording. It's already 3 o'clock.
But as everyone knows, in the Meta world, Meta was down today.
That was a problem. And we won't mention the fact that I totally left my episode notes at work. And kids had a half day and we found a dog and we got hungry. We had to eat. We had to take the dog to the pound. All sorts of things happened. So, but don't worry. The dog is doing okay. And it is the cutest little dog. We named it. Well, it's a big dog. We named it Bruno. And fun fact, they're going to call me if the owner doesn't come and I'll be able to maybe keep it. We'll see.
It looks like a black lab.
Yeah. Golden retriever, black lab. So super cute, but very friendly. But that's not why I said, oh my God, we're finally doing it or we're going to do it.
Oh, why? We're talking about, we've had a very long day.
Oh my gosh, the longest day in the world. Okay. No, I'm saying we're finally doing it. Because we have talked about the Illuminati so much.
Oh, yeah.
And now I finally did my homework on it, and we are going to see what the fuck the Illuminati is really about. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Dive into it.
Woo. So, fun fact, the Illuminati is Latin for, do you know?
To illuminate something.
Oh, close.
To bring light to something.
Yes, enlightened. Mm-hmm. But who are they? When did they start? What are they controlling now? Do they even control anything now? Or is it all just conspiracy? And that is why we are here to unlock that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we think of the Illuminati, we think of all these like high-ranking, secretive people that know everything that is going on in the world and is actually pulling the strings when anything major happens in the world. They're supposedly the ones that were behind the 9/11 attacks, behind all the world wars, pretty much any war that involved multiple countries,
mm-hmm.
Behind pretty much every major happening in the world. And their reasoning is supposedly to invoke fear, get money where it needs to be, and create diversions. So, I mean, basically power and doing what they want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, everybody wants power and money.
And that, if you're talking about wars, wars are typically for power and money.
Profit and everything. There's so much money in war.
Mm-hmm.
Money to that can be embezzled. Money that can be, like, put over here, but really it's being spent over there to gain it. Yeah. So the Illuminati was officially started and known as the Bavarian Illuminati. It was, in fact, a secret society that was founded in 1776 by Adam Waschup. Waschup? He was a law professor at the University of Ingolstadt, located in Germany.
Ingolstadt?
Ingolstadt.
Ingolstadt.
I don't know. I'm probably pronouncing it all wrong, but I like how I had my little German twist on it. He was sick of the monarchies as well as the influence of the Catholic Church had on the world. So he wanted to break free from all these forces and advocated for intellectual freedom, tolerance, and social reform. So, like, it's almost like when we America broke free from the British monarchies when we had our independence and all that.
Yeah, wanted it to start its the own.
It wanted its own thing without the Catholic Church being there.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, there are actually 43 sovereign states that are run by monarchies. I thought that was a fun fact because the monarchy is bad. So Germany's monarchy did not end until November 9th, 1918.
And like, which one? All of them?
I don't know. Like,
a specific one?
Well, most of them are bad. It's not a democracy if it's a monarchy. Like, it's just the kid and the kid and the next kid and generational. And they just got rid of the monarchy in Syria last week. They revolted. And they're free of the monarchy.
Well, they left on their own accord, but with pressure, yeah.
Yeah, from the riots in the street, they were going to get killed otherwise. I'd say that's fucking pressure. So Germany's monarchy did not end until November 9th, 1918, after they were defeated in World War I. So back to the Illuminati, and we'll get back to Germany too. But back to the Illuminati and its beginning in 1776 is exactly when the United States broke free from England's monarchy and rule and was free from religious persecution. And that was the same time that the Illuminati, the same year. So I wonder if it gave Adam Warshaw like an idea to start this revolution because he saw that it worked for America and the colonizers and all that. So why not start it from within and then try to do his own thing? Of course, because of the secretive nature of this group, as well as its radical ideas, you know, the freedom part, the Bavarian government banned the Illuminati in 1785, just 9 years after it formed. No one knows the actual number of how many members joined the group. And some say it's as low as 600 people, while others say it's as high as 3,000. Well, so that's like a big varying number.
We'll probably get there. And I know we're not there yet, but I would assume the Illuminati has its own level. Like, right?
Levels like, within the Illuminati?
Almost like the Freemasons.
So to pinpoint exactly like the number to pinpoint of how many people were actually in the Illuminati is super hard because there's so many people in groups and secret societies that say they are a branch of the original Illuminati group, even though they're not. So people are like, oh yeah, this is part of the Illuminati, but it's not even part of the original Bavarian Illuminati. So yeah, fucking liars.
They just want to be part of the original.
So this original Illuminati was only in effect for 9 years. Yet 250 years later, there's so much outrage about this secret group and that they are causing all this havoc and that they are controlling all the strings. But why? For a group that was only together for 9 years. So I'll answer that for you. During, you looked at me with like big, she looked at me with big old eyes like, I don't know.
Well, I have a lot of theories, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
We'll get to all of them, I'm sure. So during their short 9 year stint, they did do a few different things. Obviously, they wanted to recruit members who shared their ideals. They wanted to only attract the best of the best intellectual and academic potential members, which seems like it would be a really hard thing to do. Because of the whole secret part, right? So with all these new members, they had to develop some sort of hierarchical structure, like you said, with the Freemasons. They did this by organizing the society into different degrees. A degree would be a level, and each level would have more knowledge and more responsibilities than the last level or degree, obviously.
Yeah.
So the original... Sorry, I'm about to cough. my cough is finally almost going away. It's been like 3 weeks of just cough. The original Illuminati spread ideas of reason, tolerance, and social justice through secret meetings, correspondence, and even coded messages. Which is very interesting. They were able to infiltrate influential institutions. Some of its members were able to gain notable positions in the church, in the government, and other organizations to advance their goals. So they were placing people, like...
Almost like a spy.
Yeah, like a mole.
Yeah, like a mole or a spy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it would be like...
To gain access and control and knowledge.
Yes, well, it'd be like, okay, so it'd be like the advisor to the president.
Yeah.
If he was a high-ranking Illuminati member.
But the president might not even know that he is an Illuminati
member.
But they're using that... president or that influential person of authority for their own benefit.
Exactly.
Like a puppet.
Yes. And regardless if it's Illuminati or some other nefarious reason, I think that there is a lot of that going on in politics, obviously. Like, I think that, of course that is. We just need to weed out who it is and figure it out. It's like a game. It's like a detective game.
It also goes back to, like, the monarchy, like you were saying, like, you know, they all have advisors and stuff, and they'd have somebody in their ear telling them, and it wasn't always for the best interest of the people or...
Exactly. So, the Illuminati would have meetings where they would debate religion, politics, and science. These were the greatest intellectual minds of their time, together trying to fix the world as they saw it needed to be fixed. So not really, everybody has their own idea of, you know, religion, everything. Everybody has their own opinion. And these people were literally trying to, like, make everybody conform to that one opinion, which that's why there's so much war and shit now.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that it started out as something that was supposed to be good for the people?
Yeah.
For the good?
Yeah.
For the greater good?
Yeah.
Of mankind or of America?
Yes.
Or whatever,
well,
at this
so
time?
So we'll get to that, too, because they actually wanted to have, like, a one world.
Yeah, I was going to say, this wouldn't even be America. This
no.
would be of the world.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it started...
We'll get into that, too.
But it
yeah.
started in Germany.
Yes, the
okay.
Bavarian.
So it started
yeah.
in Germany. Okay.
Yeah. So what is interesting is that I couldn't find anything that they actually did do. Like, they did not start or stop any wars that we know of, that we can say they did. They did not change the religious beliefs or the monarchy or really anything. They were just a group of like-minded intellectual individuals that wanted to make the world better. So, you know, whenever there's a president or there's this, you can say, like, oh, this president accomplished this in his presidency, or this group did this, this group. There was nothing.
Well,
there was no documentation, so we can't say if they did or if they did not.
But I feel like they would have had their own documentations. But
in secret coded messages.
Yeah, but that would not have been
publicized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything was obviously super hush-hush. The most notable thing that they did do was create a freaking secret society. Ta-da. They made the...
created themselves.
Yeah, and well, because they were like the first secret society. So they made the roadmap of hierarchy for future secret societies. So they were able to get people to think freely and help to foster a future generation of thinkers. They had a major influence on coded messages, like in the movie National Treasure.
Oh, I like
you know,
that
all
movie.
Those coded messages
yeah.
were the type of messages that the Illuminati would use. We, as normal people, would think nothing of it, but it, just that it was a nice poem or a sentence or a phrase, when in reality, if you take the third letter of each word, it would spell and mean something completely different to somebody who's trying to crack the code
mm-hmm.
and who knew what they were looking for, right?
Or the Da Vinci Code was like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually talk about that a little bit because I found out a lot about that movie, and I'll get into it. So.
You're like, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Hold on. So, get this. As I keep going, you'll start to see a similarity between some of the beliefs of the Rosicrucians.
Oh!
Which we went and saw the Rosicrucians, and if you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, this is a lot like that ideal and the idea of what one world order should be like.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of similarities. So if you haven't gone and listened to the Georgia Guidestones, you definitely should. It's a good one. It's very interesting.
Yeah. We actually toured a fellowship.
A Rosicrucian fellowship. We sure as fuck did.
We talked to like
we
the
talked
main...
to the main person
yeah.
that was there. And he was opening this one, the one that's closest to us and like trying to rebuild it. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, so... The story goes, and this part has not been confirmed nor denied, but supposedly there was an informant that was from the Rosicrucians that came over to the Illuminati and was part of the takedown of the Illuminati, working from the inside.
From the Rosicrucians?
Yes!
Oh, wow. Wait, the Fellowship of the Rosicrucians, though, they're like very, it's not like Scientology, but
it's
all
planetary. Yeah, more like planets and stars, like cosmetology.
Astrology.
Well, no, it's not even. So astrology is just stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it all space? I don't know. Just like the cosmics, the cosmic universe.
But you said, it sounded like you said cosmetology.
I did say that.
Oh.
And then I was like, wait, would it be cosmetology? Is that a word? Am I making shit up now?
Cosmic?
Cosmic.
Cosmic?
Yeah. So
the Rosicrucian dude
came over and took down, helped take down the Illuminati. And as we know, the Illuminati only lasted for those 9 years, but the Rosicrucians are still together. We just toured there.
Yeah.
So we were there a few months ago in like June. We walked all around that place.
If you're into astrology, you might like it.
Yeah. We were actually very, We were ready to sign up. I'm like, this is definitely a cult.
You're so convincing.
They were. Excuse me. So, in response to the Illuminati disbarring, George Washington made a public announcement to America saying that they had avoided any interactions with the Illuminati and America was safe.
So now he's making it like it's bad because they were supposed to be helping the world with all of these like-minded, intelligent people.
Yeah.
But now he's making it seem like it's bad.
Well, no, but this is George Washington. What do you mean?
So what did he say?
I missed when the Illuminati broke up, George Washington was the president.
Yes, I get that.
So he made a public announcement to America saying that they had avoided any interactions with the Illuminati.
And but
that,
he's like we were all saying safe. It's bad and that we're safe.
Yeah, that we're safe, it's cool, nothing bad, because Germany was like, fuck you to them. It's bad, because, you know, freedom is bad. It was radical.
Oh.
So it's bad. They're all bad. So it was at this point that the first election fraud conspiracy came to be.
The first election fraud?
Yes.
Wasn't that with, who was involved in that? Was that the one with,
George Washington.
Oh, it's George Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
The American people started to think that maybe the only reason Washington was elected because of his non-existent, quote-unquote, interactions with the Illuminati.
Ooh, okay.
Could the Illuminati have been messing with our government from the very start?
Maybe he was one of the high-up ones.
Maybe he infiltrated. Yep.
Yeah.
One conspiracy came about during the 1800 election when Thomas Jefferson was elected. The Illuminati accidentally, may have inadvertently... I use a lot of words.
Allegedly,
through no acts of their own, caused Jefferson to win the election. During this time, there was still a lot
of... It was a coup!
It was! So during this time, there was still a lot of fears regarding secret societies. Remember, this is only 1800, and this started in 1776 or whatever. Okay, there was still a lot of fears that were regarding all secret societies, and they were worried that they would take over the world, and they were just doing bad things through fear-mongering. Timothy Dwight, who was a very notable president at Yale University, delivered a speech about the Illuminati and Thomas Jefferson, saying... Quote, unquote, the overthrow of religion, government, and human society, civil and domestic. These they pronounced to be so good that murder, butchery, and war, however extended and dreadful, are declared by them to be completely justifiable, if necessary, for these great purposes. What? Why are you looking at me funny? Dwight had George Washington and other prominent people on his side. And they were believing that Thomas Jefferson was part of the Illuminati.
Okay.
So they were trying to sway it to be like Thomas Jefferson is part of it, with George Washington even like backing that. However, as time would tell, the conspiracy theory that they made up would backfire on them. And Jefferson would actually be elected because he was an Illuminati member. Like they wanted an Illuminati. They were like, wait, but they're trying to get freedom. Like they're good. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So after this, the Illuminati seems to like fade away into oblivion and no longer in the news or media after this, because the people who were like against it totally backfired it and trying to like blame other people for it. Many secret societies afterwards would look to the Illuminati as a guide on how to form and work their own societies. However, it wasn't until the later 1800s that the Illuminati would be seen to the world as a powerful men in black shadowy organization. So it like went away for a while and then it came out. Apparently, word got around that some of the members of the Illuminati were still holding meetings. And even when they were banned, they continued to operate in secret and were manipulating world events for their own power. So they're still out there.
Yeah.
The Illuminati were blamed for the rise of communism, capitalism, and pretty much everything that is corporate and greedy in the world. They also try to link Freemasons to the Illuminati, trying to accuse the Freemasons working with the Illuminati to orchestrate the French Revolution. Abraham and JFK, what the fuck? JFK's assassination, both world wars, and various other worlds.
Heroes. What the fuck?
I know, because I'm like, what the fuck is Abraham? Whatever. I have it all, like, listed, so I'm like, what? I don't know why I have that in there. Anyway.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's why. Thank you. I was, like, losing. I was like, I know, Abraham.
You didn't write, you were writing in the Bible.
I was. I was like, wait, the Bible, that's too far back.
No, they're talking about Wilkes.
Oh my gosh.
Right, it was in Wilkes.
Yeah, Booth. Yeah, John Booth Wilkes, whatever, or yeah. John whatever. Yeah.
He shot him in the, with a teeny tiny little gun in the theater or whatever.
Yeah. So,
Or did he?
Nowadays, let's fast forward to the 70s. So there wasn't a whole lot going on in regards to, like, conspiracies revolving the Illuminati. But in the 70s, there was a I can never say this word, satirical, you know, like satire? Satire, but
Where is the word?
I can't say that word. My tongue won't let it happen. But there was a satire cartoon called Illuminatus Trilogy, and this put the Illuminati back in people's minds and back in the media. And now the Illuminati is back in the forefront of every global conspiracy. Then, even more recently, we can blame a novel that was written in 2000 by Dan Brown and later made into a movie in 2009 called Angels and Demons, starring Tom Hanks. Meanwhile,
I never saw that movie.
This novel was the first. Okay, so this is where, like, my little, like, geeky brain went out, and I was like, what the fuck? Tom Hanks, but he was in the Da Vinci Code, because I was already thinking about the Da Vinci Code and everything. And so I found out that this novel, The Angels and Demons, was the first in a set of five novels from Dan Brown, and they all starred the same protagonist that Tom Hanks plays, Robert Langdon.
Okay.
And in order, it's Angels and Demons, The Da Vinci Code, The Lost Symbol, Inferno, and Origin. And the movies did come out of order, so they weren't, like, The Da Vinci Code came first.
Oh, those were all based on those movies?
Yeah, those books, yeah.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code was the first one to hit theaters, and then it was Angels and Demons, and then The Lost Symbol being a TV show. Inferno came out later on, and nothing has happened with Origin yet. So, yeah, that was just totally off subject, but I thought it was super interesting because you had already talked about the Da Vinci Code. My mind went there. Our listeners probably went there, too.
And that's the only one I knew of is Da Vinci Code. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Once I went down that rabbit hole, I was like, oh, my, I'm all on IMDb being like, wait, this book and this, and it's all the same name.
Now I want to watch the others.
I know. Well, yeah, I want to see Angels and Demons, so I think that one would be good. So the synopsis of Angels and Demons is about a Harvard symbologist, Robert Langdon, Tom Hanks, who works with a nuclear physicist to solve a murder and prevent a terrorist act against the Vatican during one of the significant events within the church.
Ooh, okay.
Which tells us absolutely nothing about the Illuminati being in the movie, but we should definitely consider watching it.
It does with the Vatican, because isn't the Illuminati associated with the Vatican?
Well, they're trying to get out of the church. So they're probably trying to, like, bomb the Vatican. Vatican.
In the movie?
Yeah.
No, I mean just
the terrorist attack.
I just mean in the conspiracy, the Illuminati, like, they have infiltrated the Vatican. Like, the Vatican.
Yeah. Infiltrated. Yeah. Like a mole. They're trying to bring it down. Yeah. And P.S., that movie is free on Encore right now, so maybe we should watch that.
Okay.
Moving forward. I actually went to the Illuminati website. Did you know that a secret society has a fucking website? I signed up.
You're part of the Illuminati now.
I guess so. I totally was like, I entered it in thinking like it would be a joke and nothing would pop up. It's like a fucking secret. But the first thing I saw was like, when you first go on the website, a little video pops up and it says, "Fear not for your war-stricken, poverty-ridden planet. You are safe. Help is on the way. Your prosperity is the core objective of our design. The path for humanity has spanned through ages to ensure the survival and prosperity of the human species. What is a liar who claims there is not enough land, isn't enough wealth, isn't enough food for all people in all places to live in abundance? A different age is upon us. Fear not for the bursting sounds that echo across your red horizon. Prepare your life for the light that grows steadily brighter in the distance. As the dawn comes to rid your battlefields of darkness, the age of illumination will begin. Fear nothing. We are always watching out for you.
Spooky. Wow.
And let's the age of illumination. And remember on the Georgia Guidestones, the age of reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about the age of reason, the age of reason. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, they really go like hand in hand.
No, they do.
I think that whoever did the Georgia Guidestones is definitely in the Illuminati or was following the Illuminati. And we already know that he was part of the Rosicrucians.
Yeah.
So it's all connected. Everything is always connected.
And the Freemasons, too. I think it all is.
Yeah, for sure. So the Illuminati, then also they say a brief introduction on the website says, the Illuminati is an elite organization of world leaders, business authorities, innovators, artists, and other influential members of this planet. What? Our coalition unites influencers of all political, religious, and geographical backgrounds to further the prosperity of the human species as a whole.
You know what that reminds me of?
Huh.
Bohemian Grove. Remember when they came together, they all said that we are, they didn't say they were the Illuminati, but they said that they were elite organizations.
Oh my gosh.
All the top minds would come together, Bohemian Grove, and that it was all, like, when they burned the effigy, it was just, like, symbolic burning away, like, the stress and everything and, like, starting anew and coming together with ideas
and sacrificing a human and...
Well, it wasn't really human. It was
Not now, maybe.
An effigy.
So, the core beliefs is, like, the pyramid. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is the root to all freedom. The selfish pursuit of money.
That's why you sell your soul for money when you're in the Illuminati.
The selfish pursuit of money is a hollow goal, but the pursuit of the goodness that money can create is one of humanity's greatest responsibilities.
Okay, so then all these influential world leaders and business authorities, inventors, artists that have all the influential of the planet and all the money. Well, if money is not the root of evil and it's the root to freedom, why don't they sprinkle that down to the little people?
Because they don't want to share the freedom.
And help with all of the problems of the world that could be solved with money, like hunger and housing.
Well, that's been the age-old question since forever. They don't want to get rid of their shit. They don't want to share their freedom.
Well, if it's not evil, if it's freedom, why not freedom for all?
Because they want the freedom all for themselves.
I guess that would be like...
Yeah.
That would be Democrat... that would be more communism.
Yeah, that would be actually socialism, communism. Okay, so, and then the eye. Look up. The eye.
The all-seeing eye.
Yes, living humans evolve at a rapid pace and continue to advance in ability through study, patience, and self-improvement. The human species is guarded by a coalition of its most elite members called the Illuminati.
Isn't that this one, too? Wait, I don't know. Did they do it like this?
Is it that one? Yeah.
Don't screenshot us. We're not.
And then the pyramid.
Well, it's the like pyramid, they do it down like...
The pyramid, the eye, and then there's the light is another one. So this is like...
No, I think it's like this.
The core beliefs are the pyramid, the eye, and the light. So the light, it says that every human is guided by an inner compass that points toward the light, revealing truth and direction amidst direction decisions. Oh my gosh.
Or they just cover their eye.
All human spiritual beliefs ultimately seek the light in differing only in form and function. And that reminds me of just... The Rosicrucian and, like, going, like, following the planets.
Oh, this is a pyramid.
Yes.
That's so dumb.
That's what I've been saying.
I know, but I was like, why do they do that? Triangle.
Oh, my God.
Pyramid. Like this.
And then the eternal. Every human is one part of a larger eternal design. Individual gears and a clock that has no end.
Oh, so though we're all connected.
We're all connected.
Okay.
So they may never realize it, but a person's actions have the power to alter the future of the entire world. Butterfly effect.
Yes, butterfly effect, and then also that's kind of like a manifesting thing too, right?
Yeah, but I've been manifesting like money for a long time and I haven't gotten it. So I've been manifesting winning the lottery for like many years. So I don't think it's working for
me. Maybe you have to visualize it happening. Have you done that? I guess you have.
I just visualized it raining money.
Okay, so do you remember? Well, do you remember? I don't know if you know, but Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the whole thing with Jim Carrey with the check?
No.
So Jim Carrey was on a talk show. I don't know what talk show. I cannot tell you. I don't remember. I just remember him being on a talk show and talking about when he was younger, he wrote himself a check, I think for $5 million. And when he was a new, like a comedian and an actor, and he wasn't as blown up as he is now, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he ended up making that $5 million on The Mask.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever million it was. I think it was five.
So why don't we write ourselves a check?
And he carried it in his wallet.
And then, yeah.
Until it manifested.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he did some other voodoo shit or what.
Sold his soul to the devil.
I don't know.
Actually, he actually came out on Jimmy Kimmel or one of those Tonight shows and was like, this is all fucked up, like a few years ago. Do you remember that? And he was like, lost his shit, and the audience just thought he was joking. He's like, I'm not joking. I'm leaving Hollywood. This is a bunch of pervs and a bunch of this and a bunch of that, and I'm done. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been in anything since.
What has he done recently?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Since that happened. So, anyways, the Illuminati claim that they are not a church or religion or political group or charity organization. They are just simply an elite collective community of global influencers. They are just trying to make the world a better place. On a side note, isn't that what Hitler was thinking too?
I mean,
like, no matter if you're good or bad, you yourself will always be the protagonist in your own story. Right? Like, you're not ever going to be the villain in your story.
Mm-hmm.
Even the villains have a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So they are pushing for a new world order.
Yeah.
They believe in a utopian world where everyone is happy and we are all one and everything is as good as it can possibly be. The complete opposite of a dystopian world, as we saw in
1984.
Yeah, that one.
By George Orwell.
Yes. All these dates are getting to me. They want to eradicate property lines, boundaries. They want to equality for everyone, no matter race, religion, money, etc. I think they want socialism. I think that's what, like, call me. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they want that. They want a globalist society.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying, well, that's what it was.
Yeah, they want a globalist society as opposed to having, like, countries. No one would have assets. No one would have anything because everyone would have the same everything. So everyone would be driving the same car. Everyone, like, there would not be a better car. There would not be a lower car. There would not be a better house. There would not be a poor house. There would not, everybody would be exactly the same. Except we know what would happen, though. And there would still be somebody who is in power up here to regulate it all. That did have all the nice stuff. And then everybody else would be fucking poor.
And they want this for the whole world, right?
Yeah, global.
Global.
So,
world order.
And unless they're okay with banishing the lazy people who won't work or who do not want to work, they'll never get rid of power. They'll never get rid of power-hungry assholes. Like, there was a time when this world was free to all and power-hungry people came along and decided to dictate and control. Some people just needed control, and they will control anyone they can. They are bullies. Bullies in school who make the smart kids write their homework.
Wait, who are the bullies? Illuminati?
Well, the people in power. Whatever people are in power.
But then you have to
think... The people, the money-greeting people, the power-hungry assholes.
But you have to think about it, too.
The ones like, who want to, like, dictate and control everything. They just want to control everything.
But there has to be some kind of control.
There does.
Because of the amount of people in the world, it can't be total anarchy.
Well, I know. So how could we ever, like, eradicate the power? Like, how could we ever make a global equal? Like, globally equal?
It's never going to be
It could
equal.
Never. It would never, ever, ever happen. So,
Not the way the world is right now.
So going through their website, I already told you about the four symbols. Mm-hmm. The pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the light, and then the eternal circle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there's actually 12 symbols.
Okay.
But these are the four that are most known. And the pyramid is wealth, success, power. The all-seeing eye, wisdom, inner voice, human progress. The light is guidance, direction, and higher purpose. And the eternal circle is purpose, meaning humanity is like eternity. That humans are part of a greater design and purpose. The other ones are number five, the crossed keys, which is secrecy, trust, self-determination. Still a secret, but some things that lower levels know is that they symbolize the keys to the loyalties of the oath of the Illuminati. So if you see two keys and they're identical, that means both people in the bond are equal.
Okay.
So the keys to human, like, it's like they can, it's hard to explain. Now, it's like still, so nobody really understands what the crossed keys really mean because it's still like a major world secret within their secret society that they're not telling it on the website because it's probably a fucking fake website.
Yeah, but they're giving you the knowledge that they have.
Some of the knowledge, yeah. So,
but it says a marriage bond.
Yeah, so whenever they're, so it's either a marriage bond or a partner bond if they're the same keys that are crossed. But if their one looks different than the other, then that means that one is more, it's not equal. It's not an equal bond.
Okay.
One is like a hierarchy than the other. The obelisk is accomplishments and victories. And the Washington Monument is one of the many obelisks that are scattered across the world. And it's proof of ancient civilizations that use these to honor or guide to deities. Because the reason why it's so tall, it was to like reach heaven.
They had those all over the world.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
For many years, since forever. The pendulum is global change, generational transfer of power. So the pendulum, the pendulum of a clock sways back and forth, always needing one side and the other. If it ever stopped, the clock would cease to exist. Even through everything that humanity has gone through, land changes, horrible regimes, monarchies, etc., humanity's clock continues to swing. And then the Ouroboros.
Or also, like, the balls, like, if you, what happens here.
Oh, yeah, the Einstein, what, that's not, Newton's balls.
Yeah.
The five or what.
Yeah, so, like, it, what, cause and effect, like, this and that happens, and it just keeps happening.
Forever and ever,
yeah.
The Ouroboros is, so this is the snake with an infinity symbol, and it's eating its own tail, and it means symbiosis, unity, and harmony.
Oh, the infinity?
With the snake eating its own tail.
Okay, yeah.
And snakes were, in mythology, snakes were symbols of constant self-improvement. They would shed their skin and emerge even better than before. So in the Illuminati, the Ouroboros stands for the circle of life.
I'm just thinking about, we saw snakes today.
Yes, we went to the reptile store. I was thinking that too while I was saying that, yeah.
I was thinking about that one snake, though.
Oh my gosh, so
with the
weird.
Pig nose?
Yeah.
There's a snake that has a pig nose.
Yeah, it's called the snout nose, something. Hog nose. Yeah.
Snake. They're really strange looking.
They're so funny. I don't know. It looks weird. So, it just stands for the circle of life. Humans begin as dust and go back to dust. And it happens over and over and over again throughout all the generations. Number nine symbol is the owl, which is wisdom, alertness, vigilance. If you use a magnifying glass, you can see the owl in the corner of every dollar bill next to the all-seeing eye.
There's
the all-seeing eye.
Also
and the pyramid.
One at Bohemian Grove.
There is.
Yeah,
and it's
big
always...
big owl.
So the owl's always watching.
Yeah.
Like what they say, that they're always watching us.
Mm-hmm.
They're guarding and they're being alert at all hours of the night.
That makes sense, yeah.
Gold is for wealth, prestige, power of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Illuminati, gold looks like a lot like the sun to them. They both shine bright yellow. The sun is a symbol of power, the power of humanity and everything.
Isn't gold literally from the sun, though?
Is it? No.
I think it is.
How?
I don't know science, like the science behind it, but I believe gold is from the sun.
You know how? Science, bitches.
Tell us in the chat.
I don't think that's
right.
No,
because, like, during the
like
big...
Like a solar
flare? If you believe
flare?
In, like, the Big Bang or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
like a solar flare?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just read that somewhere. Heard
fucking
that somewhere.
Science,
maybe
bitches.
It's not Big Bang. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, well...
We'll do an episode on it. Gold. Of the gods.
Yes. So the power of humanity and everything on Earth is brought only due to the sun's power. Also, in history, every king and ruler and every wealthy person has always had an obsession with gold, like since beginning of time. And the gold led to the wealth, obviously.
I think it's literally from the slum.
Yeah. Real gold is used to create the gold Illuminati talisman. So they actually have a gold one, and each one, they have three different metals, and each one is like a different class and what they're supposed to be doing. And pretty much it's just saying that they've been dedicated their lives to the advancement of human species. The other metal is rhodium, and that's the power of the moon, balance the dark and the light.
Because rhodium glows.
And it's super rare to find on Earth. Mm-hmm. And it's silver white that shines like the moon. And this is a symbol that even in the darkest of times, darkest of times of humanity, that the moon was always there to shine the way. And even through the darkness, the sun would come, the moon would come, the dark, the light, all balance and shit. I'm losing it.
No, all I heard in my brain was, the sun will come out tomorrow. I don't know why.
The other metal is copper, power of earth and humanity. So apparently it's believed that copper was the first metal known to humanity.
Well, doesn't copper conduct electricity?
Okay.
Is that right?
Sure. Science.
Am I right?
Sure.
I don't know. I think I might be right.
So, but it's crazy that that's the first copper. It's been used for over 10,000 years. And it's been a symbol of strength and harmony. And even the human body contains copper. And like the muscles and the bones and the brains and like certain things. But isn't that crazy? It's like the first metal. You have nothing.
No, I'm just like, how do they know?
I don't know. Metal? That's like, why I'm like, isn't like, that like weird? Like, give me a reaction.
Because I'm like, was it?
I don't know. Was it? Oh, and by the way, guys, they were selling a book called Illuminate.
They were selling a book.
They were. I'm telling you. I signed up. I got all this information.
Okay. I just want to know if copper conducts electricity.
Where does gold? It transfers electricity. Yeah. It transfers for sure.
Where does gold come from? Because
vape pens have.
Does it come from the sun? Literally, I think it does.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird.
Oh my gosh. Am I going to have to Google it really quick?
Yes. There's something about gold.
Does gold come from the sun?
I mean, obviously, it's not like it's raining down gold on us.
While nuclear fusion within the sun makes many elements, the sun cannot synthesize gold. The considerable energy required to make gold only occurs when stars explode.
Oh, in supernova. Okay.
There you go. Are we all good now?
Well, the sun now is over a star.
Oh, it is. It's a medium-sized star, too.
But
the sun hasn't exploded yet.
So it will.
And then it will be gold.
Okay, so I was close.
You were halfway right.
I knew that stars were involved in the making of gold.
Oh, my God.
That's why I said the Big Bang, because when everything happened,
yeah,
something exploded.
Something had to have exploded to get the stardust onto the Earth.
If you believe in the Big Bang,
well, either way, gold is here.
Yeah. We supernova.
Okay, gold. But get this. So they're selling a book called Illuminatium, the First Testament of the Illuminati. And you can purchase it on Amazon, actually, for $11.
Did you purchase it?
I did not purchase the book.
Oh, I thought we were going to do a whole book review.
We could if you wanted to. It was published in 2016, and it has 74 pages. And according to Amazon reviews, it's a very easy read. I don't know, guys. So you can also join the Illuminati now online. It's so easy. All I did was enter my name and my email address.
So you're a part of the Illuminati now.
I'm on their email list, so I don't fucking know, but they have a Facebook, they have an Instagram. They're just like, they have all the socials going on. They're not secret anymore. So
when do you get your millions?
Whatever they were, they are, they're not, whoever the fuck they are they trying to hide in plain sight? Or are they like, what are they doing? So fucking weird. So here are some of the conspiracies behind the Illuminati in like recent years.
I see some names on there. I recognize.
We're finally to that part. So supposedly Joe Biden was said to have sworn into presidency on the Illuminati Bible instead of the Christian Bible, which is most presidents are sworn into. apparently Biden had said the Bible was actually an old family heirloom Bible.
With like its own binding that looked different or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Or was it an old family heirloom Illuminati book? Some famous people that are supposedly part of the Illuminati are Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye, Katy Perry, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, LeBron James. They all make the same triangle with their hands, other than I've never seen Donald Trump do it, but, or they make the circle, put it over their eye, like we were saying, like the symbolization and all that. And according to Jay-Z, he said he made the triangle symbol to symbolize his own diamond rock, like ROC for Rockefeller Records.
I mean,
so it was part of that, but maybe. Like, I guess diamond, because he does go like that, like an upside down triangle. He's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other celebrities have admitted to purposely putting Illuminati symbols on their records or around them just to like fuck with people. Katy Perry is quoted as saying, "I guess you've made it when they think you are in the Illuminati." And Rihanna actually put the all-seeing eye or the pyramid, one of those, on the cover of her album just to fuck with people.
Okay.
So some celebrities are just playing into it and they're just like, fuck it, supposedly.
Maybe they're seen as like pop culture type of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the back of the dollar bill, we've all seen the pyramid and the all-seeing eye. There's a massive, well-known conspiracy about how the United States was built with the help of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati is sprinkled throughout all of American history. And apparently those are also symbols of the Freemasonry. For the Freemasons. Charles Thompson, who helped design the dollar bill, said, quote unquote, "The pyramid signifies strength and duration. The eye over it and the motto allude to the many signal interpositions of providence in favor of the American cause. The date underneath is that of the Declaration of Independence, and the words under it signify the beginning of the new America era, which commences from that date." So, still, like, so
he's... Doesn't it literally say, like, New World Order?
I don't know.
Or, not in English, though, it says it...
Oh, yeah, a nunum something, yeah. Still, others believe that the eye is the eye of the providence, which is linked to Freemasonry, and others believe it is the eye of Horus, which is the ancient Egyptians used...
Horus.
The ancient Egyptians used this, which makes sense when you, like, combine it with one of the theories as to why they use the pyramid, is because the Egyptian pyramids are the oldest structure and has endured so much, and so will America.
Are the Egyptian pyramids the oldest pyramids? Because I don't think they're the oldest in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. But when this happened, I don't think that they had carbon dating yet. So they just assumed it was.
Okay.
So it was the Egyptian. And then that's why the all-seeing eye with the eye of Horus and all this stuff, it all goes back to ancient Egypt.
Because I think that they recently found a pyramid in, not Mexico, but... Brazil or somewhere, it was like older than the pyramids in Egypt, I believe.
Yeah.
Like in the forest or something.
Yeah, I believe it. I think they're everywhere. And conspiracies go as deep as like mind control and them being like the real big brother always watching you. I mean, they said it on their website that they're always watching you,
mm-hmm.
out for you. But whatever, we'll just take away some words. The New World Order is a major conspiracy that people are saying that the Illuminati is spearheading, which we've already talked about, and that would make the government be like a global government instead of it divided by country, states, whatever. But the New World Order, I don't even know, is just for the Illuminati. It's like, we're always talking about that. Like, everybody's like, 5-minute cities or 15-minute cities, New World Order. Like, when everything shut down today, it was like, is it happening? So whether the Illuminati disbanded in 1786 or still present today, or if they are or not pulling the strings of the world happenings, one thing is for sure, a quarter of a millennium later, and they are still making waves and influencing our world around us. Conspiracies or not, they still are, and they're still always around.
I don't think the Illuminati ever went away, and I do believe that it is still going, and that it's still...
Or do you think that it's branches and they're just calling themselves the Illuminati and just taking the name and running with it, when in reality it's none of their core values anymore?
Like, I feel like it's definitely spinoffs, and it's not probably how it started. It's probably not what they foreseen it being. Like, they didn't think that it would be that way now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I don't think that 250 years ago they could imagine us like, being on like a phone and a computer and like everything. Like they couldn't even imagine how big and how small the world actually got to be able to actually control it. Because now there is a possibility of world dominance maybe somewhere. I don't know. What do you think? Pinky in the brain. We're just thinking of Pinky in the brain. What do you want to do today? Take over the world.
Right? Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Anyway, so that was all about the Illuminati and just how it started. And we talk about it all the time. So I wanted to do an episode on it because we blame them for a lot of fucking conspiracies. So we might as well.
Everyone does.
I think we might as well like see where they came from.
It's too easy to just say, oh, Illuminati.
Yeah, it is. So now we know a little bit more about it and what they all mean and what they stand for. So, yep. Thank you guys. What?
I was just going to say, it's something that's not going to go away because people are going to just keep talking about it, especially.
Well, just to blame something.
Well, especially because celebrities are always doing the symbolism. Yeah. So it's just...
Even just to fuck with people, it's so stupid.
Because
they're fucking with us. Thank you guys so much for listening. And...
Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.
And email us at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com. Bye.
You forgot to say bye.
One, two, three. Bye.